America's number one, 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Copway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Traditional leaders in Northern Province has expressed their full support for government's proposed constitutional amendment. Government says the rise in global demand for critical minerals presents an opportunity for Zambia to position itself as a leading supplier. In international news, in South Africa, the mother of 11-year-old rape victim is calling for justice. And in sports news, CAF has revealed why Kenya could lose 2027 AFCON co-host rights.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Traditional leaders in Northern Province have expressed their full support for government's proposed constitutional amendments. The endorsement was made during a consultative meeting held in Kasama District, aimed at gathering input from key stakeholders across the region. The traditional leaders applauded the government's inclusive approach, particularly its efforts to engage customary authorities in the amendment process. They emphasized that such consultations help promote transparency and foster national unity. Speaking on behalf of the traditional leaders, Chief Fwambo welcomed the opportunity for dialogue and participation, stating that traditional leaders are better positioned to explain the proposed changes to their communities, ensuring that the people are well informed. Meanwhile, Minister of Justice Princess Kasune emphasized that the consultative meeting forms part of the nationwide initiative to gather public input on the proposed changes. Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao also expressed that the reforms are designed to reflect the will of the people and contribute long-term national progress. The consultative meeting in Kasama is among several other consultation meetings being held across the country to ensure that the constitutional review process is inclusive, participatory, and reflective of Zambia's diverse communities. In a separate development, Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Peary, has expressed disappointment over the poor workmanship exhibited by some local contractors engaged in drainage construction in the city. Speaking shortly after inspecting the Mumbwa Drainage Works and Simon Moore Lane Market, Mr. Peary stated that the ministry prioritizes local small and micro businesses as target beneficiaries for such projects to enable them to participate in the country's economic activities. Mr. Peary has, however, expressed disappointment by the lack of patriotism exhibited by local contractors, as can be seen by poor workmanship. The Permanent Secretary emphasized that for the decentralization to be successfully implemented, the government expects local contractors to carry out works with speed, patriotism, quality, diligence, and responsibility. Meanwhile, Mr. Peary urged traders to refrain from subletting their stands at Simon Moore Lane and other markets in the city. He advised marketeers to always liaise with the local authority when seeking trading spaces in council-run markets rather than relying on individuals who claim to have influence.
Just last week, I was dealing with a performance contractor who could not even meet the stipend, the salaries for their workers, even after paying that contractor on time. As a minister, they were not able to pay their own workers. Today, we inspected the drainage where there are four local contractors. And just to go and clean that drainage has been a challenge. The council also has gone in a 6 months because it has to take the ministry. By the way, the ministry is responsible for policy guidance, not excluding the mandate of the ministry.
In another development, Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, says the rise in global demand for critical minerals presents an opportunity for Zambia to position itself as a leading supplier. Speaking at the 2025 Copperbelt Agriculture, Mining, Industrial and Networking Expo, CAMINEX, in a speech read on his behalf by Director Large Scale Mining and Mineral Investment Promotion, Elit Mohone, Mr. Kabuswe said with the ongoing exploration efforts, the ministry anticipates new discoveries that will further strengthen the mining industry. Mr. Kabuswe said the outlook of Zambia's mineral production is bright and promising, as evidenced by an increase in mineral resource, exploration and development, adding that government is committed to developing strategic partnerships with various stakeholders locally and foreign for the mutual benefit of investors and the people of Zambia.
Globally, there are statistics that show that this subsector has contributed significantly at ensuring the growth of, for instance, sectors that are gold subsectors. They contribute in terms of production of gold at this amount small scale mining. It also does contribute significantly in terms of gemstones. It is for this reason that government is undertaking strategies. And one of the key strategies that this government is undertaking is formalization. Formalization entails that the AFM sector, that seems to have a lot of challenges in terms of accessing mining licenses. In stepping back, government put in place a system, licensing system, which enables the AFM sector to access mining licenses.
In a separate development, the Powder Girl campaign has called for the normalization of menstrual hygiene conversations to challenge stigma. Speaking at the commemorations of Menstrual Hygiene Day at Mwandi Community School in Livingston, Powder Girl Director Estro Meleki emphasized that menstrual health is a fundamental human right and every girl should be able to manage her periods with dignity. Mr. Meleki noted that thousands of girls in Zambia face limited access to sanitary products, lack of information and deep-rooted taboos which hinder their ability to manage their periods effectively.
Globally, no girl should ever miss school, feel ashamed or suffer in silence because of menstruation. Across Zambia, thousands of girls still face limited access to sanitary products, lack of information and deeply rooted taboos. We must break these barriers and we must do it together.
And Livingston Mayor Constance Muleabayi, who was guest of honor at the event, encouraged girls not to shy away from school due to periods. Ms. Muleabayi urged the girls to pay attention to their monthly cycle to avoid inconvenience. She added that menstruation is a sign of strength, growth and life rather than a limitation.
And to all the girls and young women here today, you matter. Your health matters. Your dignity matters. Never let shame silence your voice. Periods are a natural part of life. And no girl should have to miss school or feel embarrassed or suffer in silence because of them. So when you hear a boy, Mamu nakuza tunku period, umuyanka towat, it's part of nature. Aye. But we must also learn to take care of ourselves.
This year's Menstrual Hygiene Day was commemorated under the theme, Together for a Period-Friendly World. In international news, in South Africa, the mother of a young girl who was raped and impregnated by a 29-year-old man says she feels deeply betrayed and angry. The Ugandan national is calling for justice and for the rape suspect not to be given bail. The 11-year-old girl was allegedly raped by a close family friend after visiting him and his wife. The 29-year-old appeared briefly at the Boksburg Magistrate Court where he's applying for bail. The bail hearing continues on 3rd June. Still in international news, the bodies of 11 people believed to have been migrants have been found inside a boat washed onto the shores of the Caribbean island on Canoan, which forms part of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The identities of those on board remain unclear, a police official said, but several passports found at the scene suggest they were from Mali, a landlocked country in West Africa.